Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry online radio show. I am so glad that you can join me on this Memorial Day weekend in the United States. And for all of you listeners around the world, this is the time that we set aside to give my memorials to all the people who have fought in the wars and passed and have gone on. I have two special mini producers in my studio with me today, and I want them to say hello real quick.
Hello, Chicago.
All right. Hello, Chicago. Yeah, we are here. We're celebrating. I'm broadcasting live from my family's barbecue. So you might hear a little noise in the background, but we're just having a good time. Guys, we're not going to talk a lot on the show. We're going to keep it rolling, and we're going to keep it real, and we're going to keep it new, and we're going to keep it coming. This is the Reverend Angela Faye McCarty, Chicago-based Ford, known as Sister Poochie, welcoming you again, and we're going to start out with just simple rejoicing.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow's grass. He leads me beside a quiet stream. He restores my failing health. And he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved.
Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes. That is rejoicing, something that we all should do. Rejoicing, rejoicing, rejoicing. Not forget for all those people out there who may be with somebody celebrating with their families. They might be along, but there's always a reason to rejoice because Jesus Christ died for our sins, and everybody wants that. I have more little producers in the studio, and they're going to represent, and they want to say hello to you. Okay, everybody, go ahead.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Tiffany.
How old are you, Tiffany?
I'm 8 years old.
And what's your last name?
Sprout.
What you doing today?
I'm being on the radio.
Okay, and we're having a family barbecue, everybody. That was my little cousin, Tiffany Sprout. And we're going to go down the line because I got a couple more little producers in the studio with me today.
Hello, my name is Kane Sprout, and I'm celebrating Memorial Day.
All right.
And I'd like to say Memorial Day to Chicago.
All right, everybody. He's giving a shout out to all his homies in Chicago, and we got a special guest from out of town because not everybody's from Chicago, and we're going to pass it on. Go ahead. What you got to say?
Hi, my name is Tristan Vance, and I'm from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and I want to shout out for all my people in Pine Bluff and everybody in Chicago. Have a great Memorial Day.
Okay. You can't get no blessing that. So I'm sorry, we got a little bitty mini studio in here. We got ages ranging for 8, 11, and 12 years old. Did I get it right? They're all looking at me like, make sure I get my age right. Okay, but anyway, we're going to keep rolling with the show. They're not going to go anywhere. They're going to hang out the whole show, everybody. And I hope you're hanging out with your family because I'm hanging out with mine. And we're doing this. And this is Chill with the Cure.
Was special.
Together, every day,
she's the only woman that ever made me feel complete because she crossed my T's out of my eyes. And see, for her, I only had eyes. And it wasn't anything that she wouldn't have done for me. And whatever I wanted, she made sure I had. See, she was my other half. And I enjoyed how she kept it real and how she would give me her perspective from a woman to a human. I mean, she was just so supportive. How could I ever ask for anything? Besides that, she loved the fact that I was a poet because I got to play with words. And I always showed her how I felt rather than just expressing myself with words. And any time that she would leave my presence, she could turn to me and say, I would always love her. And I really didn't say too much of it, but I knew that she was the only one for me like I was the only one for her. And I remember how I used to hold in my arms and just tell her all my pain. And even some of the things that I didn't even think I could make happen, she gave me motivation because she believed in me. And from the bedroom to the stage, I got the best. And the only thing I can say is, see, she had to be a gift from God because she was heaven sent. And as time went on, she started telling me about the pain that she's been having in her chest. To make a long story short, she started complaining about the pain that she's been feeling in her chest. She went to the doctor and found out that she had cancer in her breast and spread it from her laptop. I received a call from her mom telling me that Nisha needs you, come quick. She's in company room 217. Got there, walked into the room, and I see my girl hooked up with all these things. As I walked over to her, I grabbed her hand and I stared in her eyes. And she was looking right back at me, but not being able to say a word. See, I thought about everything that we discussed, from having kids and the boy, how he was after me. And if it was a girl, she was going to get her middle name. It wasn't my middle name for her first name. See, my girl, my birthday was next month. About this week, I would come home to see none of that. It didn't matter at this time. See, the most important thing that I thought about was those words that she always told me. She said, baby, I will always love you and never change this woman. See, y'all, I promise she ain't never lied. She looked dead in my eyes and she said, Camille, I will always love you. See, that woman's my everything, even the air that I breathe. As she was laying there on her deathbed, I was in a deep thought because everything started to make sense. But not only did I feel like I was losing a lover, but I felt like I was losing a friend. See, never would I love again. Never would I give my heart to another woman again because I'm so afraid to be left alone again. Feeling like I'm lost, walking around with my head. Over 440,000 people this year alone will be diagnosed with breast cancer. Too bad that my girl has cancer. And
Yes, that was Chill with The Cure. If you want to contact Chill, you can contact them at www.tanilchill.com. That's www.tanilchill.com. He was a young man that was on our station last week that we interviewed, and this is a beautiful, beautiful piece of poetry, piece of work he did about women with breast cancer, and we want to thank you, my brother, for doing that. Next, we're going to move on to Sunday Morning Signs. This is by Sister Poochie. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry online radio show broadcasting live from my family's barbecue. All right, everybody. So we're going to go. This is Sunday Morning Signs by Sister Poochie, and then we're going to have a live performance. All right, everybody, enjoy this. Sunday Morning Signs. Sunday morning, birds are chirping, negative thoughts are in my air. I'll be fine, it's just a matter of time, but God, I need a sign. Are you with me? Are you here? Sunday morning, birds are chirping, louder in my ear. I ask one more time, just for a sign. God, show me. Are you near? Sunday morning, butterflies fluttering, flying here and there. I close my mind, asking one more time, God, a sign, show me, are you near? Sunday morning, a cardinal flying, birching a little near. Sun smiling on me and morning dew soothing me, God gently whispers in my ear. How many signs will it take this time? I did not give you a spirit of fear. Open your mind and stop wasting time, asked and answered, my dear. Sunday morning, birds chirping, butterflies and a cardinal near. Oh, Sunday morning signs now fill my mind, 'cause God is always here. Sunday morning signs left to ease our minds. His Sunday morning signs. Yes, everybody, that was Sunday Morning Signs by me, Sister Poochie. If you want to check me out, you can check me out at www.sisterpoochie.com. That's www.sisterpoochie. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, and all that beautiful noise that you hear behind me is my family, because I'm broadcasting from my family's barbecue that we're having for Memorial Day. And I have another special surprise. I got one of my cousins who's going to get over here and do a little freestyle poetry live on the radio. Okay.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy Memorial Day. Okay, I'm here with my family. So on this weekend of Memorial Day, we reflect on memories past. But on this day, we'll have new memories, memories that will surely last. Last us through our many miles as we look back and remember all of these giant smiles. As you remember all of the love that has passed through this way, we'll pass that love along to you and say happy Memorial Day.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. And excuse me, but what is your name? Right.
And Tracy Sprouse. Okay, that's Tracy Sprouse. Okay, everybody, that was a freestyle. You're going to check Tracy out. If you want to get in contact with Tracy, go to www.sisterpoochie.com and send me an email. And you're going to look forward to hearing some more stuff from Tracy because she's going to come back on the show and she's going to do some more of her poetry. But that was a special, beautiful Memorial Day shout out to all of you and yours. So we're going to keep on rolling with the show. And we all know what time this is, right? Yes, we know what time this is. This is the breakdown dance. Everybody, I need you to get up. I need you to be on your feet. And I need you to get ready to do the dance break for today. And this is what a wonderful world it would be.
Wonderful.
Devotion, that's what we need. With pure devotion, you can always feel the Lord coming near and closer to you. Everyone, that was the dance break of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. I'm the Reverend Angela Faye McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, coming to you live from my family's barbecue. We're celebrating Memorial Day, and hopefully you are celebrating Memorial Day with your family and everything. We have a caller on the line, and we're going to go to the caller on the line. We got a 312 on the line. Go ahead. It's a 312 in the line. Go ahead.
I ain't
gonna
never looking at each other. How you look?
Okay, maybe that wasn't, we lost the caller that was on the air. Anyway, we're going to just keep on moving with the show. I'm full of barbecue and sunshine. It's a beautiful day for a barbecue in Chicago, Illinois, and we're just so grateful that we'll be able to still broadcast with you. And the next thing up is called Christ Reveal Himself. This is from Sister Poochie. If you want to contact Sister Poochie, you can contact her at www.sisterpoochie.com. This is Christ Reveals Himself.
Let me see if you can wrap your mind around this. We see in the natural, but we believe in the spiritual. So Jesus reveals Himself in some way. We ask for a sign that will ease our mind. He answers in a very subtle way. And those paths that you cross, those things found, once lost, a shifting of the daily routine in any way. It's those moments when you ask, Jesus, was that you that just passed? And all the things I experienced today. Was that you that just passed?
Was that you that just passed, Jesus? Sometimes you just, you know, have to stop and ask yourself. When I wrote that poem, just walking down the street, because you never know who you're walking past, who you're talking to. You never know who that person is and what special gifts they can bring you. So everyone, don't forget the simple meaning of kindness. Smile at someone. Say hello to them. Tell them good morning. Wish them a great day. You know, that's how we're going to get through this world, one person at a time, changing one heart at a time. Now, this next song was very popular when I played it a couple of shows ago. I played it twice. It's called Wade in the Water, but this is actually a collaboration between Catherine Kendricks and Sister Poochie. This is Wade in the Water, Sister Poochie and Catherine Kendricks. Miss Kendricks and Sister Poochie, you see, we're going to give you a little history. Go, Cat, go. What you say, girl?
Wade in the water.
Why? Give me more now. I don't know. I remember that story. Well, why they say it though? Why? Can you give me more? I'm not sure now. All right. Oh, yeah. Now, I see the light a little. Why? See, this is a part of history that keeps repeating these. See, in America, we used it during slavery when the slaves would run free. See, we said, wade, wade in the water when the master's dogs were coming for thee. We said, go a little low in the water because God's gonna trouble
the water, see. It makes sense now. Wait now. It gotta be. Give it to me now. Can you hear me? Now trust me. And that's the point, you see. He'll find thee. Just wait. Now, this is a little piece of history. You wade in the water and you just wait for it to flee. Just let God trouble the things around thee, and all of a sudden, he'll be looking for thee. This is just a little piece of history that repeats over and over and over, you see. So whenever your people are in captivity, say, wade in the water until you are free.
That was Wade in the Water, Captain Kendricks, and Sister Fuji. I'm sitting here with Tiffany Sprouts. This is the Sprouts Mitchell Family Reunion Barbecue Memorial Day thingy that we're doing. Tiffany, you want to say anything? Okay, you don't want to say hello. She's being very shy. But anyway, we got the whole family around here. We're having a good time. Anyway, we're broadcasting live. This is the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. You're listening to the online radio show, and I am the Reverend Angela Faye McCurdy, Presiding Minister of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. We're going to keep going on, and this is another one by Sister Pucci called Peace During a Storm. Peace During a Storm.
Watch from afar, beautiful to me you are. Saw a door, opportunity knock, and you answered. What a good response it was. Vaccination and upscalation, proceeding to powwow your wah-wah. Mm-hmm. Just chimes, clicks, and pops, sounds of the internal flame, and the heat thereafter came. 27 Mandela annuals, pull hair like naked animals. High-pitched laughter, voice from the deep. Drip, drop, seep, seep. First impression, water spots on flower pots. Acceptance takes the pain away. Attraction is right away. Prescribe me, oh breath of life, inhale and revive me. In, out, in, breathe. Is this a dream? Pinch me, pain hurts, never mind, leave me be. I can't believe you exist. I'm in awe, but I won't resist. In a bag of yellow raisins, kissed by the cloudy sun. Postscript, capital C, curious question mark, R-U-C-R-U-S-H-I-N-G-O-N-N-E-2.
I picture you crushing me, up against the wall. Take it all, pour your love on me. I got a crush on you, you're perfect in my eyes.
Yes, yes, yes. That was not Sister Poochie. That was actually London Bridge's Crush on You, Crushing You. So I apologize for that. You can reach her at London Bridge, www.londonbridges.com. And we're going to keep moving on with the show, everyone. We only got a couple more minutes left. I just wanted to stop and remind everyone that this is Memorial Day. We are remembering all the people who were lost during war, even the people who weren't lost during war. This is a time to remember those who are not here, those in your family that are not here, some friends that are not here. But it's a time to take a moment and take solace and take stock of what you do have and what you don't have. That's where you can be completely blessed. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Reverend Angela Faye McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we're going to move on to the show because I got a special prayer for 2009 for everybody around the world.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this one more day to try to get things right, to do things your way. Thank you for the rain and the snow and all the seasons in between, because only you can provide all of these wonderful things. There's so much trouble in the world, but in 2009, we pray for your protection, for your guidance, for your deliverance. We enter this year, take it each day as you give it to us, and let us not stray, for it's on your path we shall stay. Because ain't no one knows at sunrise or sunset how this day is going to end. So I enjoy the presence with you, my friends, and we go to our Father to get us through to 2009, the first day, to 2009, the 31st day of the end of the year. We pray for your protection. We pray for your guidance, because I don't know what's going to happen, but I know with you and following you, I will not worry about how the day will end, because we don't know. But we know now that today was a blessing from you. So thank you as we go into the next year. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
All right, everybody, that was Sister Poochie coming with you with a special prayer for 2009. I know we've already started 2009, but with all of the jobs lost and the things that everyone is going through, we still need a special prayer. We still remember the need, who we have to go to in order to get the things we need provided. As I said, I am barbecuing live from my family's barbecue for Memorial Day. Say hello, family. All right, now, there's lots of love in the room. There's lots of food, and we wish that you guys have lots of love and lots of food, too. We're going to keep on rolling with this show. We're going to do T.P. the Grinch back in the day. This is T.P. the Grinch back in the day.
When when I die, would God bless me and open his gate? Forgive me for my sins and hug me, tell me it's okay. Take me by my hand and walk, or will he turn me away? And send me to the pits of hell and tell me I gotta stay. Lord, please forgive me for a dope dealing, a little stealing, game banging, I meant right. But I was born the devil in me for so long, I've done wrong, I can't go back. So I sit with pen and pad, right to you out of respect. Please bless me with forgiveness and mistakes I made. See, I was young and dumb and didn't know the rightful way. But when you blessed me with this music, I knew it was my time to stop all that nonsense, Lord, and go for mine. The devil is a liar, that's what my auntie say. Now I'm on my knees, God, ask him, take him away. I'm sorry for drug dealing, I'm sorry for pulling triggers. I'm sorry for having hate in my heart for another living. Sorry for putting my mom through stress, she didn't need it. Take a sip for this fifth and wonder why I'm still breathing. If I leave, would I be missed? Cause you know life goes on. One tear drops my eye because I'm stressed and drunk. Hey, back in the day, I ain't care, my man won't really there. Back in the day, back in them days, back in the day, I hustled, gang bang with the rest of them. Back in the day, back in them days, ain't had no man to raise me, so the streets they made me. Back in the day, back in them days, but now I'm here on right now, no need to fight now. It's better days, better days.
I sit back and reminisce about my cousin Sean. Lord, please let him rest and let his soul go on. So much stress and pain made me write this song. So many tears on my paper when I wrote this song. Abdul Riley, keep him safe behind them bars. And tell my grandmothers I miss him, keep him close in your arms. I never thought a man like me would ever cry so hard. But think about my past and what it done, it hurts my heart. I say a prayer in my head before I sleep at night. And wish this little light of mine forever shines so bright. Lord, have mercy on my human, cleanse my body of sins. So I know now what I do, I leave it all up to you.
Back in the day, I ain't care, my man won't really there. Back in the day, back in them days, back in the day, I hustled, came bang with the rest of them. Back in the day, back in them days, ain't had no man to raise me, so the streets they made me. Back in the day, back in them days, but now my head on right now, no need to fight now. It's better days.
First off, I wanna tell my Auntie Vine I miss you. I hate to see you leave, it hurts my heart when I hear you. Tell my grandfather Cliff, you already know what it is. The only father figure in my life to show me what a man really is. Nah, nah, you always showed you love me. So as long as you here, expect it back from me. Granny, I love you and I got so much to say. I broke down when I got that call that she passed away.
Back in the day, I ain't care, my man won't really there. Back in the day, back in them days, back in the day, I hustled, came bang with the rest of them. Back in the day, back in them days, ain't had no man to raise me, so the streets they made me. Back in the day, back in them days, but now my head on right now, no need to fight now, it's better days, better days.
Yes, yes, that was Back in the Day by T.P. the Grinch. If you want to reach T.P. the Grinch, you can reach him at T_P_DA_Grinch@yahoo.com. That's T.P. the Grinch@yahoo.com. This is the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. I'm the Reverend Angela Faye McCarty, your presiding minister. This is our online radio show. We are broadcasting from my family's barbecue for Memorial Day, and we just want to wish your family a happy Memorial Day from my family and hope you're blessed, having a good time. Say hello to a veteran. Make sure that we remember those who served in service and gave their lives for us, even though right now we're trying to get everybody home and make everybody peaceful. All right, so everybody have a blessed week. I will see you here the same time, same show, same station, same place. Sister Pucci is going to keep coming hard. We're going to go out with Mama Kept on Trying. And like I said, I just want everybody to have a peaceful and rested holiday. Be careful out there, everybody. Sister Pucci is out.
I stay right there. I'm going to go.